Thank you very much. And Mr. Sells, I believe your hand is up.
Yes, it is. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. My name is Scott Sells, and I am the attorney for Friends of Merrymeeting Bay that Mr. Pelletier referred to earlier in the deliberations. I did want to clarify a couple of points that both he and Mr. Kavanaugh made regarding lower classification or the class reclassification to Class B of the Lower Androscoggin segment. So first of all, we need to kind of clarify what's been discussed with respect to Mr. Kavanaugh's comments and Mr. Pelletier's comments about adjusting the NPDES discharge permits. And we did provide data in our most recent comments showing the margins that were available in terms of NPDES discharge compliance. And that, as Mr. Kavanaugh pointed out, the 54% number that he threw out there today was based on one sample. And he did acknowledge that, in fact, there could be discussion and negotiation with respect to the pollutant discharge permits that are currently in place with respect to the Lower Androscoggin. The second point that I would make specifically with respect to some of the conclusions that DEP continues to rely on is to very carefully consider in your next deliberations the fact that we are providing actual data on the Lower Androscoggin concerning it meeting Class B, not hypothetical modeled data, which does not reflect the actual water quality in the downstream segment. I would again urge, I see that my colleague, Mr. Boak is present, urge some deliberation on whether or not this is in fact a trigger requiring the board to make the recommendation to the legislature. I'd also point out there have been several comments regarding what the water quality of the upstream segment of the Androscoggin is, whether it comes from New Hampshire or elsewhere, what the water quality is really not relevant to whether or not the downstream segment is meeting the higher water quality classification. That is the whole point of the Clean Water Act. It is to get to clean water, not to allow permitted discharges to delay or interfere with the reclassification to a higher class. Finally, to keep so that I may remain brief, I would point out this 100% 24/7 classification that was offered or seems to be considered a longstanding policy by the board. I would encourage the board to carefully consider that policy because you would have to apply it to every river and every watershed in the state of Maine. That would mean having 24/7 actual data collection methods, which are not done on every river. You would also risk temporary reclassifications based on higher water quality classifications not being able to meet their classification due to extremely warm day or a stretch of warm weather or an unpermitted discharge. All of which right now may or may not occur, but no one can actually say with any certainty because there is no 24/7 monitoring in place. So I think that when you're looking at reclassification, and it was only briefly touched upon in the early part of the deliberations, the board must consider when it is required to do. And Mr. Kavanaugh touched on this as well, but really not in any kind of depth in terms of, well, when a segment is meeting a reclassification, it is required to make the recommendation to the legislature. Modeled results notwithstanding. So that's really going to conclude my comments today. I appreciate the time and thank the board very much.
Well, thank you. I see no further hands raised. I would say that
there is one other person. Officer. Ed Fragman would like to speak.
Oh, Ed, yes. I did not see the hand raised.
Yeah, can you hear me, Bob?
I can.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I can't find a hand raising icon on my Zoom, so thank you. And I appreciate all you folks putting the time in to deal with this and all sorts of nasty complicated issues. I really do. Quickly, I did want to point out that our final proposal, the upstream extent of our final proposal is limited to Warumbo Dam. And that's because we haven't received all of the definitive microscopy data on aquatic invertebrates or aquatic life standard back yet. And that's historically those that section has been where our most robust data has been. So we have in past suggested there or Lewiston Falls or Great Falls or Gulf Island Pond, leaving it more up to you guys. But from our standpoint in our latest iteration, which is not reflected in the DEP comments, it is Warumbo. So I want to make that clear. People addressed the Gulf Island Pond issue, the fallacy of water upstream having to dictate the quality of water downstream. That sort of negates basic biology, that water doesn't absorb oxygen from the atmosphere or other things like rapids and riffles and so forth. Critical flows, again, confusing for everybody, I think. How is that determined in real life? And my sense is that, in fact, critical flows or 7Q10 is really a modeling distinction for the purposes of discharging permits. And as I think Scott said, modeling is not a part of classification. And lastly, I'll just address saturation. The statutes point out that DO saturation percent is looked at as well as milligrams per liter concentration, and that the law says that we go with the higher of the two. And I'll point out that saturation is virtually always higher than milligrams per liter, but it seems like 7 or 5 are always the things that come up in conversation. And in fact, it is pretty normal to have a DO of, let's say, 7 or 6.8 even, and the saturation be 75 or 83. So I don't think we pay enough attention to that. And saturation is dictated by heat generally, and the water can only absorb so much oxygen at a given temperature. So I think those are the points I'd like to address. And again, thank you for the opportunity to comment, and I hope you will deliberate well, and I'm sure you will. Thank you.
Thank you. As the presiding officer or chair has the discretion to allow public comment, and was counting on people to be succinct and to address the actual issues and what they heard and the facts. And I believe the commenters did a good job on that. So I appreciate everyone's effort. And I believe that concludes where we are on this matter on the agenda.